I didn't think I'd make it, but I just about did. Ellie Goulding and Lights. What, you're saying? Well, you know, sometimes the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, as we've just been alluding to, we have what's referred to as a skeleton staff working. In fact, it might just be one individual. And when you actually have to open the door, check that calls are sorted through, etc., you think, Sheila Jones, how would you cope with that kind of level of multitasking? It's not going to help, is it? You know, it's traumatic in all sorts of ways, etc. We're getting celebrity waves from Joy Knight, who can't believe her eyes because she's seeing Natalie Smith in the studio. Yes, exactly. And I managed to open the door and let her in as well. Good morning, Natalie. How are you?
Well, hello. Yes, I'm average.
You see, this is we've
good news,
Sheila, because when she came in, she was feeling very, very poorly. She said she was ill. I said, we've got to work on that. So we've now moved from very poorly
to average.
We're
working it our way up.
Exactly. That's, and Mary, I say, because it's the first time I've actually seen your good self, Natalie, since you had your hair do sorted out. You're charming. Very good indeed.
Oh, yes. Thanks very much.
Long time. That was, of course, 5 years ago, Sheila. But happy birthday, Sheila Jones.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind of you.
It's very true. You see, it's all nicely put together. Natalie, Alex Lavchuk, 3rd of January. Sheila Jones, Abigail Olek, 3rd of March. Simples, you know. If you can't remember that, you just don't. Well, listen, not just happy birthday, but congratulations. Spiritus is up for an award. So share with us what things are happening.
Yeah, well, this is an initiative by the Hull and Humber Chamber of Commerce. And it's called the Goole and Howdenshire Business Excellence Awards. This is the first one. And Spiritus is a nominated finalist in the category of Innovative Business of the Year. So tonight is a big award ceremony at the Cave Castle Country Club. And all will be revealed. So it's all been very exciting because they've been round videoing us all. And there's going to be a presentation, you know, big screen presentation with video and all that sort of thing. So that's going to be fascinating. Slight challenge to make a video of a virtual business, but we came up with some good ideas. So hopefully it'll make an interesting little video.
Absolutely.
At first they told me it was going to be 30 minutes and then he said, no, 30 seconds. I thought that's a bit better.
It's just a difference between 30 seconds and 1,800 seconds. You've got to sort of calculate that. 1,800
exactly.
Seconds, just a little bit longer on that basis.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, just in case, just to sort of set the scene, and indeed for the listener who might have actually, I mean, we've spoken obviously about yourself, Sheila, and indeed Natalie at length on various things, but, you know, the fact of the matter is we still have to say...
The Midweek Drive with Alex Lefchuk and Natalie Smith, the go-to girl for web design.
See, we found it, Natalie.
Yeah, oh, brilliant.
It wasn't lost after all. It was just hiding away. Natalie, back to graduate and very much focused on web design, etc. Sheila, we've talked about, obviously, Spiritus, etc. Explain, what's it all about? How can Natalie plug into this to kind of, you know, expand her business contacts, links, and so on and so forth?
Yeah, well, Spiritus is basically an online business directory. And if you start from the point of view of thinking of something like Yelp, where you pop into a search box what you're looking for, mm-hmm. what you get is a whole list of names and addresses, which tells you not a lot at all about the business and about the people who are behind the business. So what happens with Spiritus is that when you pop something into the search box, you get a profile, which is all about the people behind the business. It's all about what matters to them, what drives their business, who they are, what their values are. There's a formula. There are three questions that they answer. And it allows you to sort of choose, say you wanted a plumber, then it allows you to choose between people according to what they say about themselves, and then you go and see what they do in terms of plumbing. So the idea is that in a business relationship where there is like values, where you both appreciate the same sort of thing, then the business relationship is likely to be better. If any business thinks about the people that they get on, that they do the most business with, the chances are that their values are very similar. So whatever matters to the business is what the customer is looking for. So that's the rationale behind it. There's all sorts of other things behind the business, behind the facade of the search engine. We have business training. We have a newsletter that goes out, which details things that our members are doing. There's a lot of networking goes on. There's a lot of contact goes on between members. So that's basically what we do. And of course, we're worldwide. So when we were doing the video, what I did was I got a world map put up on the office wall, and we put little pins in wherever we got Spiritus members, and that was a nice visual as to how a virtual business presents itself in the world.
It's like global domination.
That's
from Google.
Exactly, very that. Nice. Exactly it. Yeah.
Google global domination. Fantastic.
That's exactly it.
As we said, we've got Richard Fitzwilliams talking about his views on the Academy Awards ceremony, but I feel that tonight's Business Awards thing is going to be even more exciting. You see, what other radio show can actually bring you from the Oscars in Los Angeles through to the... Run this by us again, Sheila. What
the
is this?
The Gould and Howdenshire Business Excellence Awards.
Yeah, the Gould and Howdenshire.
Yeah, Business Excellence Awards.
Business Excellence Awards. Yeah. It doesn't really... I mean, how can we actually get an acronym for that?
I know. It's Harry Gration who's introducing it.
Oh, well, I mean, he's good, ex-BBC chap,
exactly.
etc. Worked with
exactly.
him. I see, he was once guest of honour at a Siren dinner we had to celebrate 5 years of Siren's existence, the start of the century, I believe. Sounds such a sort of time away in all sorts of ways, effectively. Natalie, any questions you got for Sheila?
I was just wondering, what are the actual questions that you ask them? You know, you said
there
was three.
Okay. Yeah, the three questions are, what does marketing from spirit mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
The second question is, how is that reflected in your business, which to my mind is the most interesting question.
Yeah.
And then the third question is, what are the three most important values to your business?
Oh, wow. They're good questions. They're definitely the top-notch questions you need to know.
Yeah.
There we are. You see, this is it. Sheila, have you had a reasonably interesting, albeit slightly brief, telephonic link with us.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Morning edition. It's
all
great
Alex.
Stuff. And of course, just a reminder that you can listen more to Sheila on the sister station, Southside Broadcasting's podcast site. In fact, actually, just go to the Midweek Drive page on sirenonline.co.uk and then pull up the details for Sheila Jones, and bang, you can listen to all sorts of wonderful things from that point.
And we also have a new domain name which makes life an awful lot easier, which is www.spiritus.co.
Ah.
And that saves all the long.
Spiritus.co.
Yeah.
Marvellous. Excellent stuff. Well, good luck with this evening, Sheila.
Thank you very much.
I mean, no pressure, but we expect you to win.
I've even chosen my music. That was the nice thing. They asked us to choose the music that they'll play when we go up on stage to receive the award. Now, isn't that a nice...
So what have you gone for, Sheila?
Francine Jarry.
yes, which we haven't inserted on the Siren systems yet, but it has reached the stage where I feel drastic action is taken to kind of keep Natalie's bubble moving out forwards on this particular routine.
Yeah.
So despite the fact that I said I'm never going to play these guys, etc., I have decided to go, Sheila.
Oh, right.
For McFly.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
So
you obviously need a lot of help.
Exactly.